106.5 Mountain FM, it's Rob Moreno, Mountain Insider Tanya Faubert. A packed council chamber on Wednesday night with regards to the public hearing for Municipal Reserve in the Larch area. I understand that there were some audio issues.
It's so funny because the Civic Center itself is one of those buildings that was built against the general public sentiment.
I'm sure there was a big public hearing back in the day for that one.
And there was a petition that was deemed inadequate by the CAO at the time that could have stopped the development of the Civic Center there. But the chambers in that room are not the best when it comes to audio and visual capacities, and they know it. And as soon as they break for summer, there's a capital project to make it better.
Oh, good.
But it certainly didn't help when many people in that room who came out to hear and speak couldn't actually hear.
48 speakers, I believe. It went to what, a little after 10 o'clock?
Someone counted? I was just like, keep taking notes.
Any compelling arguments on either side of the coin?
Why won't someone please think of the children?
And that was on both sides?
That was on both sides. One of the things to me that really stood out is there's a lot of focus on the past. Mm. Past councils, past decisions, past failures to do anything about this, knowing where we were headed in the early 90s.
And just let's just back up for a second. This is taking municipal reserve land, potentially developing it into affordable housing in the Larch area. Opponents, they don't want their green space taken away. They consider it a community park.
And the people who want affordable housing to be developed are a lot of business owners who are struggling with staff, long-time residents, short-term residents who want to stay in this community and are facing having to leave due to the rental market being pretty much zero vacancy. And because of the tightness of the market in the last couple of years, rising rent prices.
Mm-hmm. It is obvious in the past that there were missed opportunities when it comes to either staff housing, to develop affordable housing, and we're in a position now where we're a little bit behind the eight ball. But the past is the past, right?
In the past, we haven't dealt with this, which means we deal with it now, which is why this is such a hard decision for our elected officials, and not a lot of people envy the position council is in, is because I feel like a lot of the time the failures to do things in the past has been because it's been in the face of this resistance to any change whatsoever. However, fair and valid concern. However, we can't develop as a community and respond to our changing situation if we don't actually address some of these problems. And this is not social housing. This is not low-income housing. This is affordable housing for moderate-income earners who can't get access to this market. One of the concerns of those against this is that there's not enough information. We don't know what type of housing is going there. We don't know the financial cost, which is absolutely true. However, at this point in time, what's being considered by council is disposing of MR.
Right, just a rezoning kind of thing right now, right?
Question I think council needs to ask itself. If this was a private developer, would they be requiring that information from them? As well, is it relevant to their decision making? This is only the first of two public hearings. If after this hearing yesterday, council passes their second and third reading to dispose of the MR, we actually do go through a process where what is being proposed gets considered, and that goes to another public hearing. Right now, the debate is, should municipal reserve land be used for affordable housing?
We've established, and I think even people on the other side would agree, that there is a definite need for housing in this community. But why there? I mean, in the face of stiff opposition, is it worth burning through that political capital just to push through a project like this there?
We have to remember, this is the town of Canmore proposing this. Of course, they're going to have full page ads explaining everything. They're the proponent. Yeah. They're not neutral. Administration is recommending we develop this, and council
has to make the decision.
But council has also directed them to do this. Mm-hmm. So we're in a weird place because this is not private development.
Back to what we were talking about before, past decisions from Canmore Council. This council has really shown a direction to addressing the affordable housing problem. I mean, they rejected the development in the Peaks of Grassy area, and one of the main arguments there was because there wasn't enough affordable housing. Affordable housing, it might be an uphill battle for opponents of development there to convince council that they need to stop and start from square one in a different area.
I think for the last 20 years, we have been looking at every piece of land possible. This is a big chunk. It's not the whole lot. One of the arguments that bothers me the most is that every park is at risk if this happens.
Right. I've seen that. You know, what's next? Centennial Park? No, they're not going to do that to Centennial Park. Centennial Park is a public space zoned completely differently, A. And B, I mean, if they tried to do something to Centennial Park, people would throw a fit because it's an area that the entire community uses. I don't think Larch Park is an area that the entire community community users other than maybe the skating rink.
There is definitely a will by council to keep recreation there, to keep the skating rink. It is part of every plan that nobody wants to get rid of it. And I think these arguments take away from what should really be debated. And that's, is this an appropriate site for affordable housing? And that's the decision for council to make.
July 7th is when they'll actually be responding to the public hearing and doing a vote with regards to disposing of that municipal reserve. It'll be a tough decision, I think.
We saw 48 people speak. Ron Casey, former mayor, MLA, and he really brought it down to, this is about sustaining our community. We're in a point right now where hard decisions need to be made because hard decisions weren't made in the past. And that includes secondary suites. A lot of people opposed secondary suites in every neighborhood in this community in 2012 when it first came up. And a lot of people in the neighborhood who opposed this park opposed that idea. And now it seems to be an acceptable idea to them as an alternative to address housing needs. Council tried to do secondary suites, but faced opposition like this, and that council backed down. I'm hoping this council steps up on that decision too. It will be a hard one as well, but it's one of the ways that we can do something about this problem.